or not, as the case may be, about Christmas. Different ways to celebrate Christmas, alternative ways to celebrate Christmas. Okay? So I'm going to be talking to you about organic Christmases. Yeah? And I'll be talking here about lots of vegetables and things, and also farmers' markets. Which are becoming quite popular in the UK at the moment.
Kistermelői piacok.
Okay, and I'll also be talking about charity at Christmas. So, about donations and so on. Nothing too technical, I don't think, there. And I'll also be talking about going away for Christmas. So I don't think there's anything too specifically technical here. Okay, but hopefully it will just get you going. And then we'll do something horribly difficult afterwards. Good afternoon, everyone. As I said, I'm going to be talking to you about Christmas, as I managed to do some of my Christmas shopping this weekend. I'm feeling in quite a festive mood, and it's only, as you know, about 2 weeks, I think 2 weeks to the day today, until Christmas Day. So I thought today would be a good time, as good a time as any, to start talking about Christmas. Now, Christmas traditionally is a time where you eat, drink, and be merry. And sometimes you eat and you drink too much. And you end up feeling rather stuffed and sick after the Christmas period has passed. You've just had too much to eat, too much rich food, too much to drink as well. What I'd like to do now is turn the recorder on. It's just give you some ideas about alternative types of Christmas. Some people are increasingly getting fed up with this idea of stuffing yourself silly at Christmas and feeling bad afterwards. Some people find Christmas too materialistic. They think that it's all about giving presents, and we forget at this time that the best thing to do is to be with your families and not to focus on this side of Christmas. Some people just think that there's too much hype about Christmas, that you get yourself all worked up for months in advance, and then the whole thing rapidly becomes a bit of an anticlimax, and you end up wondering, was it worth all the effort? Was it worth all the money that it cost? Because let us remember that at Christmas, people do go overboard, and they do spend a lot of money on Christmas presents, on food, and so on. And a lot of people, I think, now are beginning to wonder, is this the best thing to be doing? So here are some ideas for you for an alternative Christmas. Perhaps you might do some of these things already. If not, they might give you some kind of inspiration for this year. The first one that I'd like to talk about is an organic Christmas. Now, there is a trend in the UK and elsewhere to buying organic food at the moment. Many people feel that what we're offered in supermarkets is quite often substandard, mass-produced food, and food that we don't know very well under what conditions it was produced, what chemicals were used, how it was farmed, and so on. I'm thinking here especially of turkeys, which are on the Christmas Day dinner list, and also other types of poultry as well, like chicken and geese as well. Geese perhaps less so, but turkeys definitely are farmed intensively, and many questions have been raised as to whether or not this is a sound idea, or if it's in fact very dangerous. The other aspect that I'd like to look at while talking about organic Christmas is also the fact that many of the items in our shopping baskets come from very far away. For example, you could have some green beans that you're cooking in your Christmas lunch that have come from Kenya because they are produced in massive quantities there, or fruit from Spain. And of course, all of this produce has to make its way to your dinner table, or to at least to your supermarket, which means, of course, that it is transported sometimes half the way around the world so that you can have these items for your dinner. Of course, this means that CO2 emissions are increased, because if we all buy produce from the other side of the world, then of course the emissions that transport gives off to bring this produce to our tables go up. So what can you do about this? Well, you can quite simply buy locally and buy organic as well. To give you an example, in the UK at the moment, many towns are holding farmers' markets whereby local farmers bring their produce, and some of them organic farmers, others perhaps not, bring their produce to the local town for one day of the week, be it on a Saturday or a Sunday morning or another day during the week. And they set up in a square in the town, and local people go and they can see the produce, they can even talk to the people who produced it. They can, for example, if you were buying a goose, you could talk to the lady that reared the goose, that perhaps plucked the goose and transported it a few miles down the road in her truck, rather than having it transported across the country or across the continent or across the world. The same is true for vegetables as well. You can see very obviously if the vegetables are fresh or not, because you're able to see them there in front of you. They're not pre-packed, they're just there in front of you. You can touch them, you can select them yourselves, you can ask what conditions they were produced under. And this is very important because you can get an idea of what chemicals were used, perhaps if it's organic or not. And again, these are vegetables that have not been transported great distances. So the chances of you getting them fresher are much higher than if you go to your supermarket where they have been kept in cold storage for some time and transported for long periods of time as well. And of course, they don't engender these CO2 emissions that produce from abroad cause. So that's one way that you could celebrate Christmas. You could try and buy local produce. Now, I'm not trying to be xenophobic at all. Of course, it would be very difficult to eat only produce that came from your particular area. There are some items that perhaps you can't do without, and they might come from overseas. But I think it's a good idea to have. It's a nice rationale to follow. And you're in this way supporting your local economy as well. Another idea that you might like to have a look at Christmas is the idea of a charity Christmas. We're increasingly aware of other people's needs at Christmas and over the Christmas period, especially at a time when we're normally spending all of our money on gifts and food and so on. To be reminded of this, you only need to look at what happened when the tsunami occurred 2 years ago on Boxing Day. People in Britain donated £250 million at the time, which was a vast sum, and this came almost instantaneously as soon as the news of the tsunami broke. Perhaps part of this was due to people's guilty conscience. They were at home in their nice warm houses, opening their Christmas presents, stuffing themselves on more and more Christmas food, and there were people suffering so much on the other side of the world. There are companies and charities that are teaming up at present to make sure that money that we spend on products at Christmas time goes to charity. For example, I'm sure you've seen these Christmas cards that you can buy, whereby a percentage of the price is donated to charities. It's not just Christmas cards, though. There are other goods and services that, if you buy, a percentage of the profits goes to charity. Examples of this are Christmas cards, as I said, but also if you shop at IKEA, the furniture and home textiles store, 15% on soft toys goes towards UNICEF, the United Nations charity for children, which I think is a noteworthy effort. Also, some stores at the moment, DVD and CD stores, are donating part of their proceeds to charities as well. For example, there's a website called Blah, which is a DVD and CD website, a bit like Amazon.com, but just for CDs and DVDs. And if you buy one from this website, then a sum is given to Oxfam. But I should stress here that the sums in some cases are very, very low. In the case of this website, only 10 pence, which if you look at the price of a DVD or a CD, is only about 0.5%, goes to the charity Oxfam. So you have to ask yourself the question, is this really contributing that much, or is it just companies trying to pay off their guilty conscience and try and make themselves look good at this time of year? Whatever you conclude, I think every little helps. And so even if the sums are small, it is most definitely better than nothing. And I'm sure that many NGOs would agree with me as well. The same is true for Christmas cards. Quite often, if you buy Christmas cards, for let's say a pack of Christmas cards for around £3, only about 20 or 30p from this. So let's say a tenth of the total price will go towards the charity donation. to villages in the developing world, like in Africa, it has the effect of bringing the price down for a goat or a sheep in that area. So if I give a goat or sheep to a village in Africa, and this means that people that already have goats and sheep in these villages find it harder to sell their animals, should they wish to, for the price that they commanded before. So this could have a detrimental effect on people's pockets. Nevertheless, the intention is a good one, even if it might be slightly misguided. And the final thing that I'd like to mention about Christmas is an option that many people are taking at the moment, which is to go on holiday at Christmas. Some people are so sick of all the trappings of Christmas and cooking a Christmas dinner for 15,000 relatives and their children and spending hundreds of pounds on presents and simply choosing to go and spend their Christmas, perhaps with their partner, on their own, somewhere else. In fact, last year in the UK, 2.3 million people fled abroad at Christmas time, and projections are for even more this year. Where do people go? Well, popular destinations are exotic locations such as Thailand, Sri Lanka, and Australia as well. And many Brits are also going over to the other side of the Atlantic, to New York, for Christmas. In addition to these holidays, specialist travel companies are cashing in on this trend, and many are offering services as an alternative to Christmas, or even an antidote, you could say. For example, there are yoga, meditation, and detox holidays for people at Christmas, which is especially good, I think, given that we are normally embark on an orgy of drinking and eating at this time of year. So what better way to take care of yourself than to go on one of these yoga, meditation, or detox holidays? There are also special holidays that have been popular over the last few years, specializing in what are called holistic holidays and retreats, whereby you, with a group of people, retreat, as it were, to a quiet place in the country and try and ignore all the trappings of Christmas and perhaps do some meditation and just try and spend some time quietly. Apparently, these type of holidays are especially popular with ladies. Now, don't ask me why this should be. Perhaps women feel more stressed than men at Christmas time. It's possible. So, if any of these things take your fancy, then I'm available to give you further details. Or perhaps the best thing to do would be to try and combine all three and make this Christmas really special by doing something a bit different. Thank you very much.